Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. Thank you for joining me for this installment of our 2020 series. As we embark upon our new, we are taking another look at the words of life. As we are refreshed, we are looking to our Savior, the author and finisher of our faith, to guide us every single step of the way. We're taking another look. Glory to God, taking another look at the promises of God, taking another look from the beginning of the word to the end of the word, that he said for us, taking another look at the word as a whole, the word being the greatest love story ever told to humanity. We're taking another look. Amen. And today, amen, specifically for the rest of January, this is for the remainder of January, we will be looking at the book of James. And today, we're just going over an overview. We're going to read the book of James today and give you an overview of the entire book. Amen. And we're going to bounce around throughout the book, but we're going to look at every single word that is written within the book of James. Amen. The first portion that I want to look at is the tongue. Amen. And that won't be today. Like I said, today will be the overview. On tomorrow, I'm going to give you a great deal of scripture. So I want you to be prepared, amen, with your writing utensils. Be prepared, amen, to learn the word of God. Be prepared to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you, amen, to brighten your life, to bring you into the place he would have you to be in this hour, in this time, in this dispensation, this age that we're standing in. We need a Savior. Glory to God, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And he is bringing forth the words of life, the words of healing, the words of hope, the words of faith comes forth through the word of God. And I praise God, amen, for the book of James. Glory to God. Let's pray, amen, before I actually get started in the overview, and then we'll go into the reading of the word. Amen. And as I said, on tomorrow, I'm going to give you a bunch of scriptures. Amen. So please be prepared. And hopefully, while I've been talking, you're getting your writing utensils and your Bibles ready, because we are looking at the word of life. Amen. It is the life-giving word. This word is alive. Amen. It is alive. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Amen. It is able to reconcile us to the Lord. It is able to bring us out of those dark places and into the light. It's able to cut away those things that we thought we had already gotten rid of. I'm not recognizing they were still attached to us, but this word is able to cut out those things that remain. This word is able to get rid of that residual effect of every sin, that residual effect of everything that has happened, every trouble and everything we thought, amen, would destroy us. This word is life-giving. This word is deliverance. This word is salvation. These are the words of life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And there is life in no other except Jesus. The word of God lets us know. Remember, this is the word of life. Glory to God. It lets us know that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. No other name given among men, glory to God, whereby we must be saved. Amen. I'm saying it in my own words. But the word of life lets us know that that saving name is Jesus. Amen. And when we look at the meaning even of his name, it actually means Jehovah saves. Glory to God. His name means that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to the Lord today. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Oh, God, we bless your name with all that we have, Lord God. As we come before you, we come, Lord God, with all our stuff. We come, Lord God, rejoicing. We come, Lord God, dragging, Lord God, ourselves sometimes into your presence. And yet we come and we humble ourselves, Lord God. We force, Lord God, our minds to get rid of those things that would get in the way of us getting into your presence right now, Lord God. We humble ourselves, recognizing that we need you, Lord God. We need salvation. We need your covering. And you are the true and the living God. And there is no other. There's no other God.
no other God, no other name whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we honor you today. We give you glory, oh God, and we give you praise because your word is life. You commissioned, Lord God, all these men, hallelujah, by the power, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost to write it down, to write down these instructions for us. And you told us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. Glory to God, and we are coming before you, Lord God, and laying your word out, Lord God, before our eyes. And we're asking you, Lord God, to give us, Lord God, the interpretation of your word. Tell us what it meant when it came directly from the mouth of God into the ears of these men that wrote it on paper, Lord God. We recognize that this is a Jewish book, and our ways are not the same as theirs were. So we have to dig and we have to study. Lord God, we're asking that you help us, Lord, and show us your way. Show us the ways of salvation. Show us the ways of life. Show us the way of truth. Show us, Lord God. Give us a discernment, Lord God, of your word. Give us a discernment, Lord God, of that is not true. Lord God, even those things that we have been told years ago, Lord God, give us the real deal today, Lord God. Tomorrow, as we take another look, Lord God, open it up before our eyes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And bless each and every hearer, Lord God. Bless them in their homes. Bless them on their jobs. Bless them in their nations. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them and prosper their way. Provide for every need, Lord God. And if any be sick, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your healing virtue flow, Lord God, through their bodies, Lord God. And every cell of their body, every molecule of their being, let it be touched by the presence of God right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. I speak life and peace into the atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that our hearing will be such that we hear directly from you, Lord, without hindrance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be honored. He is worthy to be glorified. Amen. From the beginning of the word to the end, from Genesis to Revelation, the Lord has showed himself to be the immutable God. He does not change. And the very same victories that he gave his people in throughout the word, he will give to his people right now, in this day, in this hour, in this dispensation. Yes, the Lord moved in specific ways in each age, in each dispensation. And yes, he's moving in a specific way in this dispensation as well. We are in the dispensation of grace. And glory to God, he is moving mightily. Amen. Just like the prophet Joel said, so is it to this day. The Lord is manifesting his presence in great and mighty ways. And we have something that they did not have back in those other dispensations. We actually have the Spirit of the Lord on the inside. Amen. In this dispensation of grace. Amen. So we're calling on the Spirit of the Lord to stir up a pure heart in each and every one of us. And even those that have not received, amen, the baptism of the Spirit of God, indwelling Spirit of the Spirit of God, those that have not received, amen, we're asking that you listen attentively to what the Word of God is saying, amen, because he's speaking to you too. A lot of this that we're going to talk about in the book of James is for the church. He specifically addressed, amen, the Messianic Jews at that time, even in the beginning, and in his greeting, he is addressing them. Amen. But every word that is written for them is also written for us because we are those of the adoption. Amen. And we have the same inheritance of those that are the natural child. Glory to God. We praise God for that. As we read the word of life, we understand, amen, that the Jews were set before all of us, all Gentiles, to be a light to guide the way to the Lord God Almighty, so that we would see that there was a difference between truth and the lie. There's a difference between light and darkness. Glory to God. And we, amen, are able to see that because of God's great people. Amen. And this is the book of James. Amen. And we're going to look at an overview
of his book today, and we are going to read that book. Amen. I actually have looked at a lot of things, and I was going over a lot of things, even a lot of the scholars that was talking about the book of James. And one of the things that I found interesting that doesn't generally come up when people are teaching this book is his name. In the Hebrew, his name is Yaakov. Yaakov. And it actually means Jacob. In the Greek, it's Iakobas. Iakobas. And again, it means Jacob. So I'm looking at this, and I looked at the meaning of the name, and James and Jacob mean exactly the same thing, a supplanter, one who catches the heel, one that deceives. It means, has exactly the same meaning to this name. So what I did, I continued to search, and I continued to look at it, and James is a variant of the name Jacob. So it's basically the same name, but it is the Latin form of the Hebrew and Greek name for Jacob. James is the Latin form of the Hebrew and Greek name Jacob. So the translator could have easily said that this was the book of Jacob. But because the translators were Latin themselves, or they were English themselves, so they translated it, of course, into the form of that same name that they were using presently at that time. Glory to God, and I praise God for that, because it was something I just kept looking and I was so curious about, because I am also going to direct you to a couple of YouTube videos that I thought were really well done. One of them is if you Google the book, if you Google the overview of the book of James, you will find the Bible Project, and it has an overview for the book of James, and it actually splits up his teachings and the wisdom and the righteousness and the instruction into 12 parts, which probably will make it easier for a lot of people to delve into the Word of God. If we split things into smaller pieces, we understand it a lot better. Some people learn better that way. So take a look at that one. But another one that I thought was really good is the one that was done by Tony Evans. So if you Google, and both of them are on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube directly or Google the overview of the book of James, you will find both of those overviews. Now, another handout I was actually taking a look at was written by Chuck Swindoll. And it also, I thought, was well done as far as an overview. But remember, these are just overviews. We are going to look directly at the Word of God, and we are going to absolutely delve into each and every one of the scriptures. These are just overviews, just to give you an understanding of what this book contains. That's what this is. So you don't have to agree necessarily with the overview, because we're going into the Word so that we can look at this together. And if you have any questions, please email me at elderljt@gmail.com, elderljt@gmail.com. Email me your questions, and I will go over them through the broadcast. Remember, we're doing this through the month of January, so through the 31st. Today is, I believe, the 23rd. We'll be doing this through the 31st every day. Glory to God, as long as the Lord allows. All right, so looking at the overview of James, though the writer does not identify himself as such, scholars believe this book to have been written by James, the half-brother of Jesus. And it was written in Jerusalem to the church, to the Messianic Jews that were in Jerusalem. It has also been deemed by many scholars as the Proverbs of the New Testament. And that is because it contains so much wisdom for living a holy life, living a life that is pleasing to God. He just gives us a lot of wisdom, things that is useful in our everyday living. And that's why I thought it was important to start here with this book. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Chuck Swindoll actually says the characteristic of this particular book and the theme of this particular book is real faith produces authentic deeds. And I think much of what he says is absolutely right. So I am going to use that. Amen. And we might even broaden that or even make that more specific as we go along. In chapter 1, we see that when faith is tried, stretched out thin, stretched to the max, it doesn't break but remains stable. This is an overview of the book of James. In chapter 2, we find that when faith is pressured, it does not fail but shows forth the love of God. It continues to move. It continues to grow. It continues to hold on and hold out and show forth the love of God despite what it sees and what it feels. Glory to God. In chapters 3 and 4, when faith is expressed, amen, when it is spoken, when it's expressed, it remains humble. It does not set off a grenade. It does not kill those that it encounters. It speaks life. In chapter 5, when faith faces distress, it doesn't panic. It waits patiently for the salvation of the Lord. This is an overview of the book of James. And as I said, we are going to delve into each one of these chapters. And then we're actually going to start at chapter 3. But we're going to delve into each one of these chapters. We're going to do that through the end of January. But today we're going, like I said, today we're just doing an overview and we're reading from the book of James. So I'm going to read the book of James in its entirety, starting now. Glory to God. The general epistle of James, amen. He was also called James the Just by many scholars. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as a flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof faileth. It falleth, I'm sorry. And the grace of the fashion, women. And the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in all in his ways. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. Of his own will beget he us. Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be kind, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sins and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, ye be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou believest, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ship, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endured with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou shouldest judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call upon the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick,
and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I have read and you have heard from the book of James in its entirety. Amen. I praise God for each and every one of you being with me. Amen. As we went over an overview of the book of James and read through the scriptures, amen, that were brought forth through James, amen, by the Spirit of God, amen, in his hands, in his heart to write these words, amen, that we might have life, that these are the words of life. Amen. They are words of wisdom. They are words of understanding, words of righteousness. They're words of encouragement and even words of warning in this book. Amen. And we are going to take a look at every single one of them, because in this year, as we are looking back at the words of life, amen, as the Lord is renewing us and reviving us and regenerating us and making all things new, amen, as we're walking in the new that God has established before our feet, we are looking at the words of life and remembering that he has written already. And even as David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's why we must remember the written word. That's why we need to go back and look at it again. And every time we look at the word of God, the Lord gives us another revelation of truth. And then every time we read it, we see greater. The Lord builds our faith in each event, in each episode, in each time that we come before him reading the same word. He shows us something different about us. Something else grabs a hold of us. Our faith is growing. Our faith is increasing because we are coming before God to know his word, to know who he is, to understand his character, and to understand our identity in Christ, how we ought to walk because of who we are. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord today. Amen. God bless you. Please, amen, I hope you will continue with me. Amen. As we go forth through the book of James. On tomorrow, I'm going to give you a boatload of scriptures. Amen. A lot of scriptures. Amen. That we're going to be looking at from the Old Testament and the New. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to be looking at the third chapter first. So the scriptures that I'm giving you will be pertaining, amen, to the words of our mouth, pertaining to our tongue, pertaining to those things that come out of our mouth and what can happen. Amen. If we're speaking words that are positive or words that are negative, we're going to look at all of those. We're bringing forth those scriptures. And then as we continue, we're going to look at the word of God, word for word, verse per verse, amen, chapter after chapter. And we're going to begin kind of in the middle at 3, amen. And then we're going to go back, amen, to each and every one, and we're going to cover it all. Stay with me. God bless you, and God keep you. God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.